From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. stopped Syria talks with Russia. State Department spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau cited continued military attacks against civilian targets by Russian and Syrian forces.
Rather, Russia and the Syrian regime have chosen to pursue a military course inconsistent with the cessation of hostilities, is demonstrated by intensified attacks against civilian area, targeting of critical infrastructure such as hospitals, preventing humanitarian aid from reaching civilians in need.
The U.S. move to pull out of the talks came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree suspending an agreement with the U.S. on disposing weapons-grade plutonium, citing what was called unfriendly actions by the U.S. The Pentagon says it has targeted a prominent al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike in Syria. A spokesman said the strike Monday targeted a core al-Qaeda member. He would not provide further specifics. Media reports in the region say the target was Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a former companion of now-deceased al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. The report says he was targeted by a drone strike Monday in Syria's Idlib province. Also, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says a suicide bomber killed 14 people Monday at a wedding near Haseka, Syria. It reports many wounded. Colombia's leaders are trying to figure out what to do following the unexpected voter rejection of a peace agreement with FARC rebels. President Juan Manuel Santos planned meetings Monday with political party leaders and ordered negotiators to go back to Havana, Cuba, for talks with the FARC. The president and the leaders are vowing to push ahead with the peace process. This is VOA News.